Hospital preventive care and non-essential surgeries were put on hold during the beginning of the shelter-in-place orders. But in recent weeks, as the curve has flattened, those restrictions have eased. But despite that, many people still have not returned to see their doctors. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. Robert Harrington, cardiologist and chair of the Department of Medicine at Stanford. Dr. Harrington, thanks for joining us this morning. Isn't one of the issues here is that some of the people, in fact, maybe many of the people who are reluctant and worried about going to see their doctors, may be the people who need to see their doctor most?
Yeah, I think you've framed it up really well, that the people who need good preventive care, need things like their screening colonoscopy, need things like their screening mammograms, are avoiding them. And I think in part in an understandable way, that they were frightened about coming into the healthcare system. They didn't want to get sick. They didn't want to be exposed to people who were sick. And now, though, we're trying to convey to the public that it's safe to come back to the hospital. It's safe to seek the care that you need for good preventive maintenance.
If your visit should be to your primary care doc, let's say, for some sorts of screening, what are some of the questions that we should be asking before we go in for an appointment?
Well, the first thing you should ask is ask yourself, am I sick? We certainly don't want people who have upper respiratory symptoms, cough, fever, shortness of breath, things like that, to come into the healthcare environment when they might be particularly vulnerable. And so we want to first ask people, look, if you're sick, let's concentrate on things like a video visit. We've seen at Stanford, for example, that we, at the peak about a month ago, we're doing almost 80% of our ambulatory visits via video. Even today, as we begin to ramp up the face-to-face visits, it's still 60%. So there are other alternatives. First, ask yourself if you're healthy, and then ask, does your healthcare facility have protocols in place to protect people, to insist upon social distancing, to insist upon universal masking when you're in a healthcare environment? Is there plenty of hand sanitizer around? Good hand hygiene is really important.
What if you're dependent on public transit? Is it worth taking public transit in order to go for just a regular doctor visit?
Another really good question. If you are dependent upon public transit, and you are going in for a routine visit, as you've described it, I would recommend, if possible, that those type of visits first be conducted via video, if possible, via phone, if not possible. If you have to travel using public transportation, take precautions. Cover your face when you're in public. That protects both you and it protects other people around you. Wear gloves, if possible. Use hand sanitizer whenever able to do so. And if you can keep an acceptable social distance of 6 feet, that will help.
You mentioned that a lot of the visits with doctors these days, especially for non-emergency situations, are done via video. Should we be preparing our questions ahead of time before we sit down with that video or phone conference with our doc?
It really helps the clinicians if you have your questions prepared. As we prepare for our video visits, we are doing a lot of the same. We're preparing the questions we want to ask you. We're preparing, as we review the medical record, what are the things we want to make sure that we review, certain side effects to medications, for example. So both of us coming to that visit prepared really does make for an efficient visit. But we also recognize that sometimes things come up in the course of the conversation that trigger you to think, oh, I better ask about this. Don't hesitate to ask. The only bad questions we like to say are the ones that are unasked. So please do ask your questions.
Dr. Harrington, thanks for your time and your advice this morning. That's Dr. Robert Harrington, the cardiologist and chair of the Department of Medicine at Stanford.